بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويغفر لكم، والله ذو الفضل العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: بادروا بالأعمال فتنا كقطع الليل المظلم، يصبح الرجل مسلم مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا، أو يمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا، يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected friends and elders, generally when I request Maulana Musa Sahab, I always try to slot somewhere in between the mashayikh. So if there is something else is said which is not appropriate, it is covered. I remember last year's Maulana Imran Qadisa's bayan, I have repeated that bayan so many times, and wherever I have quoted that bayan, the blockage of our asra, that was sin, alhamdulillah. I benefited myself, and a lot of other people, they have said also they have benefited. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice, especially when we are in the Mubarak gathering and we are seated here and we have come only for the purpose of Islah. But before that, like our Hazrat Ma'ad always command us to start your talk with a sunnat mudakara, mudakara of sunnat, so you can bring the nuraniyat into your speech. The famous couplet we always quote every year, that naqsh qadam nabi ke hain jannat ke raaste sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah se milate hain sunnat ke raaste jalla jalaluhu ta'ala shan. That the pathway of Jannah, naqsh qadam, the footstep of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are the pathway to Jannah. And Allah se milate hain sunnat ke raaste, and the pathway of sunnah leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we have heard this many times, but when the people sometimes when they come with their problems, and sometimes we also think and we try to advise and we try to implement and we say subhanallah, that person has mentioned many a times, people they have come with the big booklets and they said, you know, this specific topic is discussed in detail, Maulana Sahib, I want your advice on it. But when you tell them, but this whole book is actually based on one sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they are taken aback. In fact, when we tell them, we don't also realize the sunnah which that pertinent sunnah. And when we discuss that sunnah, subhanallah, many a times when it comes to, especially when it comes to some other problem, the people come with a different type of solutions, ta'weez. They said we have to read this, we have to do this. And we have heard that, we have heard from Hazrat Maulana that the person that sabah, azkar of sabah wal masa, if we stick to our morning and evening du'as, then inshallah there won't be any problem. Last year, or year before that, I have mentioned one hadith, in that when a person gets up, wakes up in the morning, any part of the night, and he reads his dua, the third kalima, fourth kalima and third kalima he makes, and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything, Allah grants that person. Many people, personally I have tried also, by the way I have tried for also Appa's angles, you know, to control that. Many a time it did work, and that's not the joke, it really worked. Because the next day, all of a sudden I saw a different, totally different. So that is one of the sunnah dua, subhanAllah, middle of the night, and then you remember that fourth kalima, third kalima, and ask Allah for something and you get it. SubhanAllah. Similarly, that's why Hazrat Muhammad always explained that sunnah tariqah, the tariqah of sunnah is the most ashal, most easy way. The sunnah tariqah is the most easy way. We think, you know, by doing this, just follow the sunnah. When it comes to wedding, just follow the sunnah tariqah. When it comes to business, follow the. Many a times we want to do some business, we don't even know the partnership contract. And we don't even know what is the sunnah method of running a business. So sunnah method is the most easy method. Sunnah method, Hazrat Maulana has said, that's most, is the most ajmal, most beautiful Subhanallah. We follow, we just implement the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we see how the prosperity, how the happiness come into our house. Subhanallah. And the sunnah method is the most akmal, is the most perfect method. Subhanallah, has been perfected by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us understand every sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To a certain extent, we have heard from our Hazrat Maulana always says that whenever you're asking, when you're making dua, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, grant me the knowledge of every authentic sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant me the knowledge of every authentic sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, Ya Allah, grant me the love for every sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And grant me tawfiq to practice upon every sunnah of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And finally, grant me tawfiq to propagate every sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So, one sunnah, and according to one hadith, that if a person reads the fourth kalima after Fajr Salah and after Maghrib, before he moves from his place, before he talks to someone, if a person reads fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumitu huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. If a person reads fourth kalima 10 times, look at the reward. The reward is so great. Kutibat lahu 10 hasanat. 10 good deeds will be recorded for him. وَمُحِيَتْ عَنْهُ عَشْرُ سَيِّئَاتِ. And 10 sins will be forgiven. And then, وَرُفِعَ لَهُ عَشْرُ دَرَجَاتِ. And his ranks will be raised by 10 degrees. And not only that, وَكَانَتْ لَهُ حِرْزًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكْرُوهٍ. That he will be safeguarded, he will be protected from all kind of harms. For all the day. Throughout the day, he will be protected from all kinds of harm. And not only that, imagine when we talk about all kinds of harm, but specifically, حَرْضًا مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. It will be a safeguard. That person will be safeguarded against the shaytan as well. Against the plots of shaytan. وَلَنْ يَحِلَّ نِذَمٍ يُدْرِكُهُمْ إِلَّا الشِّرْكِ. And no sin can overtake him. No sin can overtake him. That means he's going to make instant tawbah if he made a mistake. No sin can overtake him. And subhanAllah, وَكَانَ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ النَّاسِ عَمَلًا. That person will be one of those, he will be counted among those who have done the best of the amal on that day. Just by reading 10 times, fourth kalima after Fajr Salah and after Maghrib Salah before we move from our musalla. Look at the reward. Look at the sunnah, the beauty of sunnah of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. So let us implement this sunnah inshallah, and let us propagate, teach our children this important sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So nevertheless, whilst we were coming here, we were sitting in the car and we were discussing that let us make multiple intentions for what we are going to Khanqa. One is to, for our own islah. One is to sit in the company of Ahlullah. That is the ultimate. To sit in the company of Ahlullah. Our Hazrat Hakim Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that every one of us can say, Main aya nahi hu, la ya gaya hu. I didn't come. This was out of fadl and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought me to Khanqa. Brothers, wallahi, we don't know what's happening outside. Because when he comes in a hadith, بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ فِتَنًا كَقُطْعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. Hasten towards good deeds before you are overtaken by fitna. Fitna of shubuhat. People on internet, they are coming with ajib. They are coming in the form of mashayikh. They are coming and they are giving a wrong Islam. They are coming in and they are quoting Quranic ayat and Quran and hadith of Nabi alayhi wa sallam. But they are interpreting in a different way. And the way they, because, and they have conferences everywhere. And they come with such a catchy slogans, with such wordings, we think, subhanAllah, I have to go. And we pay, and we go, and we attend the lectures, and we say, you know, that makes sense. But here, subhanAllah, we are sitting. Our Hakim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, if a person thinks that, you know, he's useless. But when he comes in the gathering of Ahlullah, every wali has got his own nur taqwa. When someone has maybe 10%, others 20%, our Shaykh, subhanAllah, when we sit, we come, we all know that when we look at our Shaykh, what it reminds us of Allah. الَّذِينَ إِذَا رُؤُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. We all experience this thing, subhanAllah. So when we come in there, when we sit in the company of Ahlullah, what happens is, the Noor of Taqwa, when it combines, wallahi my brothers, when the Noor of Taqwa of all the awliya combines, all the mashayikh combines, imagine all the sinners, a person can never be deprived. هم القوم لا يشقى بهم جلوسهم جليسهم سبحان الله. They are such, they are people, when you sit in their company you will never be deprived. That is why Hazrat Thani رحمه الله عليه used to say, if a person goes to a sheikh and the sheikh is not even a wali, that sheikh, he knows how to make islah, he knows the art of making islah, but he is not a wali also, inshallah still that person, the murid islah will take place. Why? Because of his sincerity. I've heard Hazrat Maulana says sometimes 99% comes from the murid. Only 1%. The murid has to come. The murid has to make his talah and then follow the instruction of the sheikh. That is why it is very important when we come here. But Hazrat Thani said, but if the sheikh is a wali, phir uske silsile mein barkat hoti hai. Then you see, if the sheikh is really a wali, and we all know that, subhanAllah, jis qalb ki aahon se dil phook diya laakho, us qalb mein ya Allah kya aag hogi. We all know the condition when we come in the, when we sit in the company of our beloved sheikh, when we come, subhanAllah, what is the condition? What is the condition of our heart? We experience it. Sometimes we can't even express, but we know that. SubhanAllah, every letter, subhanAllah, just by sitting. So that is why the company of Ahlullah, we mustn't take it for granted. We must make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought me here. And I must now increase, I must make shukr to Allah, so Allah can increase this ni'mat. The ayat kareema, which I have recited before, that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Oh, you who believe, إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, if you fear Allah. If you fear Allah, if a person says with taqwa, يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. By virtue of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you furqan. What is furqan? A furqan is a criterion to distinguish between haq and batil, between wrong and right. Many a time, I'm teaching at school as well, so those youngsters, especially in the matric level, they come up with such a question. Sometimes we think we know, we grew up, wallahi, one boy recently he came to me, and he asked me, after the whole talk, after I came out of the class, he comes and tells me, Mufti sahab, can I ask you a question? I said, yes, tell me my brother. That is boy who was born in a Muslim family and he grew up. He said, but when we don't see our Allah, how can we believe in Allah? And 2 years ago I have read a report, wallahi, they said from the Gulf countries, the Arabs, in the Arab world, the youngsters, they are becoming atheists. They are just turning their place. They want to accept. They said, you know what? What is all man-made? What are you talking about all this thing? Arab world, they are saying, the youngsters, they are becoming atheists. We think things are rosy everywhere. We think we are doing a little bit of thing. Our children are okay. No, my brothers. We have to bring them also. We have to connect ourselves. This free thinking is such a dangerous thing. We must never allow our children to make their own research. Always tell them to connect them with some mashayikh, connect them with some ulama-i karam, connect them with the mashayikh, and then at least we are safeguarded. This is one very important aspect, that is why it is very important to come, partake and sit and encourage others. We have been seeing that Hazrat been asking, let us do this program, this program, call people towards Islahi Jalsa, do this, but this is for our own benefit. It's for our own benefit. Who benefits the most? We know that. Our children will benefit. Because what's happening around the world, sometimes I travel outside, but why I see, wallah, I have attended many gatherings, Arab world, non-Arab world, but I see, wallah, the type of islah that is being discussed in this khanqah, Allahu Akbar. And I also realize one thing, in this khanqah, you will find all types of wali, all types of a muslih. Sometimes you don't click with someone because that person is too hard. Or you will find order. You will find, inshallah, a Muslim who is a bit sweet also. A person who is a bit soft. A person who is very enthusiastic. You will come and speak to him. SubhanAllah, he'll give you time. All type of Muslim you will find this gathering. Alhamdulillah, under the guidance of our beloved Shaykh. SubhanAllah, this is what a great ni'mat. So Hazrat says that a person comes in the company of Ahlullah, and he sits and benefits from the company of Ahlullah, what happens is, the zulma, the zulmat, the darkness goes away. When a person has light, he can see what is right and wrong. Quran says, إِن تَتَّقُ اللَّهِ, if you stay with taqwa. So Hazrat says, what is this taqwa? Hazrat says, it's so simple. Taqwa is a natural thing in the insan. It is a natural thing that is found in the insan. What is it? If a Hazrat says, if there is a danger outside, if a person in the house, he knows something is outside, it is dangerous. So he will look out, he will look around, he will take precaution. That is taqwa. We came from Jannah. We are on our way back to Jannah. Now on our way back to Jannah in this journey, definitely we will find خَلِّ الذُّنُوبَ صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا فَهُوَ التُّقَى وَاسْمَعْ كَمَاشٍ فَوْقَ أَرْضَ الشَّوْقِ يَحْذَرُ مَا يَرَى. It's like a thorny jungle. We are walking on a thorny jungle, and we have to just keep ourselves, take precaution, stay away from this shubuhat, this doubt. People are sitting in the form of mashayikh, casting a doubt of our iman. A person thinks, mashallah, that person is coming with such a nice, and he's got a flowery word. Subhanallah, he comes with such a slogan, and he comes and he plays with us, Allahu Akbar. And then we have to be very careful, but it only happens if we stay in the company of mashayikh. If we stay in the company of those true pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is why we are here. So tattaqa, furqan is that criterion to distinguish between haq and batil. What will happen then, inshallah, when a person adopts this quality and he looks for those gathering, that what will happen? Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi's murid, one of Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi's murid, he wrote to Hazrat, he said, Hazrat, you know, I think my condition is bad now. I don't know what's happening to me. I don't know what's going to happen on the day of judgment. This is called tazkiyah. This is called a person is concerned for his akhirat. This is called a person is concerned. Like Allah said, Mawla said, you have to be desperate. Person is jobless, he's looking for a job. He's desperate. He's phoning this one, that one. He's restless. He's phoning, he's looking for the people, he's looking for them. When a person is desperate for tazkiyah, Allah will grant that person tazkiyah. 2 weeks ago, Hazrat Mawlana gave such a beautiful advice, Allahu Akbar, explaining the وَلَوْ لَا فَضَلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يُزَكِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. I will come to this thing. But what I'm saying is, according to, we have seen people, they sit in the gathering of those scholars which are not true scholars, and when they come out, wallahi my brothers, they have stole the iman. That is exactly what's happening according to hadith. A time will come upon this ummah. يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيَمْسِي كَافِرًا. In the morning he would be a believer, by the... let's come the evening, he's kafir. Because of his belief, because of his gathering he's attending, because this small simple thing doesn't appeal us. Everything is being provided, bedding is... we come here, mashallah, everything is provided, meals are provided, and mashayikhs are talking, but that doesn't appeal us. But we go and look for those gatherings, we pay and we go and we sell our iman and then we come back. And then we start criticizing, starting from the imam of our masjid, then goes on, it carries on. Then we reach all the imams, great imams. Allahu Akbar, what's happening around the world? So Hazrat Mawlana says that this taqwa is something, that is the taqwa will keep us on track, inshallah. But where can we get this taqwa? Where can we find this taqwa? From where we can get this quality of taqwa? Na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se paida. Deen pa hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se paida. Not from kitab, not from literature. It's not from the wealth a person can bribe someone into the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the exact words by the way of our Maulana. You cannot bribe someone into the love of Allah. You just have to. It comes, Hazrat says, from heart to heart. That is why one is a live streaming and one is a person sitting and he's connecting his heart, which is a sheikh's heart. It comes from heart to heart. Like Hazrat Mawlana explains such a beautifully, that if a person has got an electric shock, if you touch, you will get the shock also. So Hazrat says, similarly, that those people, those mashayikh, those who've got the shock of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must just come and connect ourselves to those mashayikh, and automatically it will transfer into us, inshallah. As I say, simple thing. You don't have to be rocket scientist to understand this whole process of Islam. Like Hazrat, someone wrote, we heard from Hazrat Maulana, that someone wrote to, I think Hazrat Maulana Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi, that I want to come and do this study of this tasawwuf. What is this tasawwuf? The whole process of tasawwuf, I want to come and study as a subject. So Hazrat Maulana Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi said, this tasawwuf is just a basic thing. It's only two steps. Tasawwuf is just two steps. Such such an easy thing. Is what? Whatever you do it for Allah. تصحيح النية. Correction of intention. Just correct your intention. Simple. Two steps. And one, if this is corrected, inshallah, and this journey of just reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then is the last step. What is that? Subhanallah. The quality of ihsan. Whatever we do, all the time we must acknowledge that we are before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. This quality of ihsan, that أن تعبد الله, you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a state that you are seeing Allah. كأنك ترى. But if you can't do this, at least فإن لم تكن ترى فإنه يراك. At least bring this quality that Allah is seeing. That فإنه يراك, that Allah is seeing me. ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى. Don't you know that Allah is watching you all the time? جو کرتا ہے تو چھپ کے اہل جہاں سے. جو کرتا ہے تو چھپ کے اہل جہاں سے. کوئی دیکھتا ہے تجھے آسمان سے. Somebody is watching us. Somebody is monitoring every movement. Allah Akbar. Sometimes we have realized when those workers, and sometimes when we go also, we know we've been, is there, we are under the camera and people are watching us. Subhanallah, we behave. And those who know that they are constantly under this camera, we have got this camera all the time. We have to bring this istihbar that I am all the time before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that we are here, my brothers. This is the thing, respected friends and elders. This coming into the Ahlul Mashayikh, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, those who come in the company of Allah, the benefits are subhanallah great. Number one, when this, you're mentioning about that this murid of Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi, when he complained to Hazrat Thani, I don't know what's going to happen on the day of judgment. So Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi replied, as it says, inshallah, sab theek hoga. Inshallah, everything will be fine. Agar kamilin mein se nahi uthayege, to kam az kam tahideen mein se zarur uthayege. If you won't be resurrected with those perfect ones, inshallah, you will be resurrected with those who have made tawbah. And who are those? Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. They are the mahbub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the benefit of coming and sitting in the company of Allah. Now brothers, this is simple. Hazrat says, Hazrat Panah says, that just, you don't have to make, you don't sometimes, Hazrat says, it is so important, we just come, be there, just be in their company. You don't have to make a lot of mujahada. You don't have to make extra effort. You just be in the company and their quality would rub off onto you, inshallah. Like Hazrat Maulana says, that Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Akhtab rahmatullah alayhi gave such a beautiful example. He says if a person in a hot weather, if he's got a tap water, but now he's feeling thirsty, he just takes that glass of water and then he places it into a freezer for half an hour. And that freezer, as I said, that freezer didn't do any bayan. This glass of water just stayed in the company of that freezer for half an hour. Allahu Akbar. So if that can affect, so when we come sit in the company of those mashayikh, just by being, that is why it is very important to have the love for Ahlullah. One, that is why one of the quotations from the Arab, they said, the most important thing is when you, if you can't make it, but don't ever bring entertain the thoughts. Because Shaitan knows. What happens is, when we come in the, we attend the gathering, especially the Ahlullah, when we come sit in the company of Allah, and the person when he is listening to the talk, and he is listening and he says, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense to me. I think really I'm faulty. I think I need to change. Now when he keep on thinking, Shaitan comes and taps him and says, you know what, it's okay. Now he says, you know, let me just go and talk to someone. There are so many people around me. Let me just go take bayat to someone. Let me go and make this person my mashrik. But Shaitan says, you'll do it later. At that time, Shaitan says, and we procrastinate. And we delay the process. That is why hadith is, badiru bil a'mal. You never know when you go out of this majlis and then you will meet someone. That person will cast such a doubt in you. All those ahadith, all those the Quranic ayah which you've heard, all those things which were making sense to you, all of a sudden you will just say, you know, all this, all waste of time. That's what Shaitan wants, to delay. That's why hadith is, those who hasten towards these, this is a shield against all the fitna. Fitna of shubuhat, fitna of all these desires. The desires are such, it's coming from all over. Subhanallah, according to one hadith. Now that is why we are here. Sometimes we realize and we are doing, mashallah, we are alhamdulillah, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But when we are alone, sitting alone, I've heard that Hakim Sahib used to mention in one bayan, if you really want to gauge yourself, if you really want to see how pious are you, then at that time when you are all alone, what type of things? Just think at that time. Are you thinking all positive things? Are you thinking about Jannah or all the good deeds? Or are you thinking something else? That is why it comes in one of the hadith, when Sahabi came, Sawban radiallahu anhu, he came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he heard from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, لَأَعْلَمَنَّ أَقْوَامًا مِنْ أُمَّتِي يَأْتُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِحَسَنَاتِ. I know, I certainly know some people from my ummah, they will come on the day of judgment with the mountains of deeds. Mountains of good deeds, كَأَمْثَالِ جِبَالِ تِهَامَةَ بَيْضَى, like the white mountains of Tihama, which is found in Yemen. فَيَجْعَلُهَا اللَّهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him to scatter dust. He will give it mountains of good deeds, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn him to scatter dust. Sawban radiallahu ta'ala, Sahaba akram were like that. They were very practical. They actually wanted to know why this such a person is being doing all the good deeds and he is coming and then everything is cancelled. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, fathum lana wa jallihim la nakuna minhum wa nahnu la na'lam. Look at the words of Sahabi, look at the concern of that Sahabi. He said, Allah Nabi, describe them to us. Who are those people? Tell us in detail. So we don't want to be one of those. And we don't want to be part, we don't want to be get caught unknowingly. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at the reply of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ama innahum ikhwan. They are your brothers. Wa min jilbikum. They are from your people. Wa yakhuduna min al-layli kama takhudun. And they also read tahajjud. Salah, like you are reading tahajjud salah. Walakinnahum, but it is one thing. وَلَكِنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ إِذَا خَلَوْا بِمَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ إِنْتَهَكُوهَا. But there are those people, when they are alone in seclusion, with those things that are prohibited in Sharia, they violate the laws of Sharia. When they are sitting alone, nobody is watching. We went into the Khanqah just to check website, just to listen to Bayan, all of a sudden something popped up. And we just went into that, and that was the filth and dirt. At that time, I forgot I was the Khalifa of my Sheikh. At the time I forgot, people come to me actually for Islah. At the time, hours and hours of spent. We never realized. We went, we were looking at the Kaaba, we were crying. We were holding the ghilaf of Kaaba. With the same eyes, we were actually looking at the green dome of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the time, shaitan makes us forget. At that time, we violate the laws of Sharia. That is why it is very important. How can we make our khalwa, our seclusion, how can we make valuable? We have to, if we really need to, Hazrat Maulana Damat al-Qatr says, if you really want to bring some value into your life, join those people who are valuable. Join those people who've got value. If you really want to become valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one of the easiest methods. As I said, if a person like Maulana Imran Sahib mentions very nicely, we have to acknowledge that we have got some faults. It's not always that our wife has to tell us. That we know that it's all true, but we always try to defend. We say, no, you know, you just tell, I was there, I wasn't talking to her. The sister-in-law, she wanted to be informal with me, but I didn't tell her anything. Now we're trying to defend, we know that. That is our fault. That is why it is very important. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الْفَوَاحِشِ. When we know that that is our weak point, we know that everyone, even sometimes the children are saying, children also saying that, why are you doing this? Papa, what are you doing this? You know, the mommy doesn't like you when you go and you talk to someone. We tell them, you don't know. You know, your mommy doesn't know anything. She is always suspecting you. From the day I got married, she's only suspecting me. You don't listen to her. But we know for the fact that we are fault. We know that there is some chore. We know that there is something in my heart. I am getting this haram enjoyment, but I don't want to discuss with someone. I'm not going to discuss. I'm not prepared to discuss. I'm only discussed with my sheikh that alhamdulillah I've in my dream I saw that I was reading Quran. MashaAllah. And now obviously we expect the sheikh must say, MashaAllah, you keep going, MashaAllah. You know what? I dreamt that I was right by the Kaabatullah. But the wife is looking and seeing, but he doesn't want to tell. The choice of information, subhanAllah, is very important. Because we can only, it's so important, we can say that. And at that time we also boast. And we tell that, you know what? I was actually giving, my name was on the poster I gave the bayan actually. What are you talking? You're suspecting me. Look at that, how we cover up all those things. Allahu Akbar. Ay, Hazrat, what you talking? Hazrat phones me. That Salah, Hazrat, he phones me also. Now you're suspecting me. Allah protect us, my brothers. Let us, this is very important, brothers. That we need to understand that this is such a thing. But wallah, like Hazrat Mawla mentioned something very beautiful, he has said, when the expansion of Haram was taking place, at that time the toilet, when they were bulldozing it, Hazrat said, if the toilet had to say, hey, don't bulldoze me. Hey, don't let it. You know why? Because I don't like all this thing. Islah, process is something. You're gonna come with this scary thing and then you're gonna break it down. No, I don't want that. Hazrat said, that place will remain toilet. But because it allowed the bulldozer to bulldoze that thing, after that, people were reading Salah, they were getting at the same place because it came in the expansion. Now they are reading Salah and they are getting the reward of 100,000 Salah. So likewise, when we allow our mashayikh to come and bulldoze our nafs, it can only happen when we tell. It's always said, you know what, now, you know what, that Maulana, shaitan plays with us, you know, that Maulana, you know what, subhanallah, that Maulana was really great. Then he was, when that Maulana was alive, that great Maulana, we never used to go. But when shaitan comes, when that person passed away, we said, hey, you know what, he like him, I can't find something like that. Quran says, كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, that means the Sadiqeens and Ahlullah, they will be always present. It's just we have to remove the blockage of sin and we can see that. And it is very important for us. That's why Hazrat says, if you really want the address of Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman, فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا. فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا. Go and ask those people who will take you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, this process is this process of Islah is so simple. But what a person has to cry for this care. Hazrat says, it happened. Hazrat Mawlana says, we go and we ask our mashayikh also. He said, make dua, I'm in a financial difficulty. Make dua, you know, my child is suffering. Make dua, something is, someone robbed my house, Allah protect. Make dua, this happened. But we never ask him, make dua for my tazkiyah. Make dua, we don't cry. We don't cry for our tazkiyah, for our islah. We are not desperate for our islah. It's not, we are not looking forward. Hazrat Mawlana says 2 weeks ago something very nice. Hazrat says, if we are not prepared, if you are not going to look for that shop where this commodity is being sold, how are you going to get that commodity? We have to understand, we have to cry for tazkiyah. That is why it is mentioned in this ayat, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ. None of you will ever gain tazkiyah had it not been the mercy and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why we have to cry. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make tazkiyah whomsoever wish. And Hazrat Mawlana mentioned, Allah gives hidayah to who wants to be guided. So if we really want to be guided, we are crying for our islah, we are asking our mashayikh, we have got this concern for islah, we know that. And then Hazrat says, this connection of this ayat, Hazrat Mawlana says, وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all ears. That who is making dua for islah? Who is making dua for tazkiyah? Who is crying for this tazkiyah? Sami'an alim. And Allah is all knower. Allah is all knowing that who is genuine. Who is sincere in his asking when he is asking. Is he worried about salah or is he just getting reading salah? He's not worried about what type of salah he's reading. Are we reading this recital of Quran Kareem? And we don't know whether this recitation of mine is right or not. What type of iman I have? I'm making effort towards this, building this iman, and not doing it. Hazrat says it is very important for us, because if the islah is not made, Hazrat says, like a person, Hazrat Mawlana gave such a beautiful example, like a person who was living in a village, and that person, he was used to it, he was drinking muddy water. And when someone came from city, and he brought a fresh water, sweet water, and he gave him. When he drank that water, he said, Subhanallah, what a sweet. All those years, I thought this was everything. So we also, when we come, we're living in our own style. When the Islam is not made, we think we are okay. But the moment we come, sit in the company of Ahlullah, when the moment we realize, we get the taste of the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our mashayikh, this we realize, Ya Allah, what, how I was living. I couldn't, subhanAllah, now this is the real life. إِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَيِّيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. Those have this inclination towards Akhirah. Everything they enjoy in this world also. As Allah says, it is very important for us, these things of ours, that a person has got. A person, we have got these spiritual diseases that is stopping us from reaching Allah Akbar. These spiritual boasting, bragging, jealousy, burning all the time, but don't want to tell people. And this showing off, But don't want to admit all these. Hazrat says, Allah says in the Quran, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Only if a person goes, we can't go with this filthy of heart. We have to cleanse our heart before we meet our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only that sound heart, that heart which is free from all these spiritual diseases, that is the only heart that is accepted for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat, it's a simple process. Like Hazrat gave 2 weeks ago, a very beautiful example, that a person cooks a biryani, very nice, delicious food, mashallah. But he forgot to put salt in it. Hazrat said, man, you won't enjoy the biryani. Why? Because he just forgot to put the salt. And Hazrat said that salt is not, you have to take an exactly the same amount you have to put in. No, little bit of salt, and that will taste a world of difference. Hazrat says, it's like that we are reading our salah. We are doing everything, alhamdulillah. Just put salt of islah in our a'mal, and then we will realize, subhanallah, now I'm really enjoying my salah. Now really when I read Quran, I really enjoy, it's benefiting me, subhanallah. So this is very important. I would like to mention this 5 simple points. The gist of all this is, Hazrat Mawlana mentioned that, and our Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to mention that if islah, the process of islah, if a person does 5 things, if a person does 5 things, then inshallah Islam will take very easily, quite easily. Number one is Ahlullah ki musahabat. Simple thing. To stay in the company of Ahlullah. To come and join ourselves, connect ourselves with the mashayikh, connect ourselves in the company of Ahlullah. And then the second thing Hazrat says, Ahlullah ki musahabat, sunnat istaqamat. To have to be steadfast on the sunnah method. Because the sunnah is such, wallah my brothers, when we start following the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are many books available. We just have to buy the thing, we just have to read, and then we just go over and see, start implementing one by one. And then we'll see how the lifestyle will change, inshallah. How the prosperity, the serenity, happiness will come into my life, and into my children's life, and the whole house will become the namuna of Jannah. It will be exemplary, inshallah. And the first is Ahlullah ki musahabat. And then Hazrat says, second sunnat wa istaqamat. Third is zikrullah par mudawamat. To make regular zikr also. Very important. We have to be punctual with our zikr. That is one of the things we can get some steam, we can get some strength to stay away from haram. To make continuous and to make zikr. And Hazrat also, Hazrat Mawlana mentioned, when you are making zikr, walehana, ashiqana zikr. When a person is making sitting, he must remember this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ana sharifu man zakarani. Allah is with us when we are making. Allah is remembering us. A person like me, I am full of force, but my Rabb, my Allah is remembering me at this moment when I am remembering my Allah. Make this zikr, sunnat, and the zikr Allah for mudawama. And then the fourth thing, Hazrat mentioned, this gunah se hifazat. Stay away from all sins. Try our level best. If a person has to, by some chance, if a person has committed a sin, he must make tawbah. So gunah se hifazat, that's the fourth thing. And the last thing Hazrat says, asbabi gunah se mubaad. To distance oneself from those things that causes sin. Those things, when we know that at certain place when I go there, I can't control myself. I know that when I've got this cell phone of mine, it's a smartphone, but I know that for the fact that, you know, the moment I start looking, I just go, I cannot tell, people just send. I said, you know what, it's not that I never do it. I never downloaded this thing. It's that people send me. But we know that if we cannot control, we have to discuss something. Keep a simple phone. If you cannot control, because we know that through this power of mine, it will take me away from my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these 5 things that inshallah, as it says inshallah, if a person follow these 5 simple steps, then Islam will be made very easily inshallah. And our Hazrat Wala Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's mizaj was such, subhanallah, you heard mashallah many jokes, and how when we come here, it's not like we are bored, it's not that we are forced to sit. Well, every moment, alhamdulillah, every split second, we can feel that there is something. Definitely there is increase in my iman. I can feel there is some change in me. Why? Because our Hazrat's tariqah was such, alhamdulillah. Hazrat used to say, main to hasa hasa ke Allah tak pahuncha deta hu. Through joking, mashallah, by making you laugh, and tattle and we sit in the company. SubhanAllah, simple talk, but because it comes from the noor of taqwa, it comes from the heart, it affects all the hearts, my brothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me first and all of us tawfiq to practice what is said. May Allah grant us ikhlas and sincerity. Let us, brothers, do not let us not delay in the process. When we know that the fact of the matter is this, people outside are waiting to attack our iman, my brothers. The moment we realize that definitely I am benefiting from these majalis, let us make, alhamdulillah, connect ourselves with someone, whoever is clicking, let us take benefit from that person, benefit from that muslih, and then make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask our mashayikh to make dua for us inshallah. By this inshallah we will definitely come out and we will reach where we are supposed to reach. Like, I will end with this thing, the last thing, Hazrat Hakim rahmatullah alayhi used to mention that we always think, you know, we are useless. Hazrat Al-Damad Barakatuh says, you mustn't become despondent from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we mustn't think that we are super Muslim also. In between. But Hazrat said, you must do one simple thing. Just join. Hazrat said, you know, when you go to other places, you know the screen. You get the first class, you get the second class, and you get the third class. If we think we are useless, we are third class. If not, you know, we are, you know, sometimes we think, you know, I'm not cut out for this thing. These things are not for me. It's not meant for me. Shaitan bring all these waswasa. You know, these people, mashallah, with this topi, dadi, long kurta, I can't become like this. Now this, Hazrat is very simple. You just connect your box with the Ahlullah box. Wherever they are going to reach, inshallah, you will somehow reach exactly the same. Because Allah says, "Humul qawmu la yishqa bihim jalisuhum." They are such people. When you sit in their company, you will never be deprived. Ibn Ajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah mentioned, why? He's commenting on this hadith of Mubarakah. He says, "Inna jalisahum yandariju ma'ahum fi jami'i ma yatafaddalallahu bihi alayhim." Ikraman lahum. When we sit in their company, what happens? Whatever they get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these mashayikh, those they mutaalliqeen and those they are sitting, Allah doesn't deprive them also. They get the same thing. What they are mashayikh, what these mashayikh get, Allah give them as an honor. Allah give them. Why? Because they are just sitting in their gathering. When a person is invited and he goes with his sheikh, and whatever the sheikh is, the khuddam also is the same. So whatever the mashayikh gets from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ma'rifat of Allah, that khashiyat of Allah, that abstinence from guna, all those qualities when they get, we also get the same thing. Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.